Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Eden Undone, A True Story of Sex, Murder, and Utopia at the Dawn of World War II by Abbot Caller, is narrative nonfiction that reconstructs an extraordinary social experiment and the shockwaves that followed. Set on the remote Galapagos Islands in the 1930s, the book explores how a handful of European settlers, drawn by dreams of self-sufficiency and reinvention, attempted to build a new life far from politics, convention, and the tightening grip of conflict on the continent they left behind. Their isolation did not protect them from human nature. As personalities clashed and scarcity amplified grudges, the settlers became entangled in rivalry, desire, and power struggles that culminated in mysterious disappearances and death. Caller approaches the episode as both an adventure story and a psychological study, examining how competing versions of events emerged and why the truth remains contested. The result is a tense, atmospheric account of utopian longing, undone by ego, fear, and survival. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a utopian flight from Europe into the Galapagos. The book situates the Galapagos settlement as part of a broader interwar impulse to escape modernity. In the 1930s, as economic instability and ideological conflict spread across Europe, the idea of starting over on an isolated island carried powerful appeal. Eden Undone traces how the settlers imagined a clean break from social rules, bureaucracy, and looming war, and how that dream shaped early decisions about where to live, what to bring, and how to define success. The Galapagos were not an empty paradise, but an unforgiving environment that tested every romantic assumption about self-reliance. The promise of freedom also came with radical exposure. There were no institutions to absorb conflict, few supplies to cushion mistakes, and nowhere to hide when tensions rose. By framing the move as both ideological and intensely personal, the narrative highlights a recurring theme in utopian projects: the distance between an idealized vision and the daily realities of labor, boredom, illness, and fear. The topic also introduces the central irony that escape from society does not eliminate human drama, it concentrates it, especially when a small group must negotiate shared resources and competing needs. Secondly, personality, power, and the politics of a tiny community, a small settlement can become a pressure cooker. And Eden Undone emphasizes how quickly social hierarchies and influence games appear even in places designed to avoid them. The book explores how leadership, charisma, and reputation can matter as much as practical skills when people depend on one another for safety and supplies. In an isolated community, control over information, access to resources, and the ability to recruit allies can turn ordinary disagreements into existential threats. Caller presents the settlers as people with strong identities and conflicting motives, and shows how self-mythmaking can become a strategy for dominance. What begins as coexistence can shift into factionalism, with arguments about property, labor, visitors, and personal boundaries taking on outsized significance. The narrative examines how jealousy and distrust can grow in the absence of neutral mediation, and how the island setting intensifies the social consequences of every choice. This topic also reflects on the broader question of whether utopia can survive without shared norms, agreed rules, and credible ways to resolve disputes. The community becomes a case study in the fragile line between independence and interdependence, and the way power often emerges precisely where people insist they have left it behind. Thirdly, sex, rivalry, and reputation as survival forces. The subtitle signals that desire and scandal are not side plots, but structural forces in the story. Eden Undone explores how romantic entanglements, flirtation, and perceived slights can reshape alliances and trigger retaliation when a group has limited privacy and limited social outlets. In a remote setting, personal relationships are not compartmentalized from daily survival. Affection can influence who shares food, tools, and support, while rejection can translate into hostility that affects work, safety, and morale. The book also considers how reputation becomes a currency. When the outside world is reached through occasional visitors, letters, and press accounts, controlling the narrative can feel as important as controlling the shoreline. Sensational stories about unconventional lifestyles can attract attention and supplies, but they can also inflame resentment and invite judgment. This topic emphasizes how sexuality, autonomy, and public image intersect in a community that is simultaneously hidden and exposed. The settlers are far away, yet their actions become stories that others interpret, exaggerate, or weaponize. Caller uses this tension to show how emotional needs do not disappear in isolation, and how the desire to be seen, admired, or feared can push people toward risky behavior that escalates conflict. Fourthly, mystery, violence, and competing versions of the truth. At the heart of Eden Undone is a sequence of events involving disappearance and death, surrounded by contradictions. The book examines how, in the absence of robust investigation, definitive evidence, and consistent documentation, truth becomes contested territory. different participants and observers produced differing timelines and motives, shaped by self-interest, fear of blame, and the desire to protect loved ones or reputations. Koller treats the story as an example of how mysteries persist when a community is isolated and when key witnesses have incentives to distort. The narrative explores the practical obstacles to establishing facts in a remote place, limited communication, scarce forensic capability, and reliance on memory in a stressful environment. It also highlights how violence can emerge from cumulative tensions rather than a single dramatic trigger. Small provocations stack up, suspicions harden, and the sense of threat grows until extreme actions feel, to someone, justified. This topic invites the reader to think critically about sources and storytelling itself. The book shows how the same incident can be framed as accident, revenge, self-defense, or conspiracy depending on who tells it, and how later retellings can fossilize uncertainty into legend. The result is not only a true crime thread, but a meditation on narrative reliability. Lastly, Utopia collides with history at the dawn of World War II. Although the settlers sought distance from global turmoil, Eden Undone places their island drama against the backdrop of a world sliding toward war. The 1930s were defined by ideological polarization, propaganda, and shifting borders, and even remote communities could not fully detach from supply lines, passports, and international scrutiny. The book uses this context to underline that utopian experiments do not occur in a vacuum. Economic pressure, national identity, and the movement of people across borders shape who can leave, who can arrive, and what resources can be obtained. As conflict approaches, the meaning of escape changes. What once seemed like adventurous reinvention can start to look like refuge, or like abandonment, depending on perspective. This topic also deepens the sense of inevitability. While personal rivalries drive much of the immediate plot, the larger historical moment reinforces themes of instability, fear, and the breakdown of trust. Koller connects the microhistory of a few settlers to the macrohistory of an anxious era, showing how both are driven by human attempts to control uncertainty. The Galapagos become a stage where the dream of a new society is tested not only by nature and personality, but by the pressures of a world that no one can completely outrun. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy narrative nonfiction that blends true crime, social history, and psychological portraiture. Fans of isolated setting dramas, survival stories, and accounts of failed utopias will find a compelling mix of atmosphere and tension, while readers interested in the 1930s will appreciate how the story is situated on the edge of World War II. Eden Undone can benefit a reader's life by offering a clear-eyed look at how communities function under stress. It highlights the importance of shared norms, conflict resolution, and humility in the face of harsh realities. It also encourages healthy skepticism about certainty, showing how memory, self-interest, and storytelling can reshape events into competing truths. Compared to similar books about remote colonies or sensational crimes, it stands out for treating the scandal and violence as part of a broader human experiment rather than a spectacle. The island is not merely a backdrop, it is an active force that amplifies every decision and exposes every flaw. If you want a meticulously reconstructed real-life mystery that also asks deeper questions about freedom, power, and the limits of reinvention, this book is worth buying and keeping. If you would like to support Abbott Koller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.